Willkommen zum Hexenchannel. Unser erster Talk ist von Andrea aus Italien. Sie ist Teil der Eclectic Tech Carnival und von dem italienischen Tech Meeting Org. Und sie spricht über Wireless Mesh Networks. Dieser Talk wurde auch über dieses Netzwerk aufgezeichnet, während sie in dem Netzwerk war, ohne Latenzen und andere Verbindungsprobleme. Während des Talks könnt ihr eure Fragen auf Twitter und Mastodon bei den Hexen stellen. Danach dem Talk gibt es auch ein Q&A in unserem Big Blue Button Raum Ada, aber ihr bekommt nach dem Talk auch nochmal die Details dazu. Da der folgende Talk auf Englisch ist, auch nochmal etwas für unsere englischen Zuhörerinnen. Welcome to the Hexen Channel. This is our first talk with our speaker Andrea from Italy. She's part of the Eclectic Tech Carnival and also part of the Italian Hack Meeting. She will speak about wireless mesh networks, and this talk was actually pre-recorded while she was on that network without any trouble, so look forward to that. And after the talk, there will be a Q&A session in our Big Blue Button Room Ada, but you will get more details after the talk. Now have fun.
Hi, I'm Andrea Zappa from Bologna, from Italy. I'm here to speak to you about a wireless community mesh network in Appennino Bolognese, so in the countryside, in the mountains, near Bologna. Quickly, who I am. I'm a founder of the network. I'm a self-taught information technologies and developers, and I studied Italian literature. I was yet involved in FreeSoft, already involved in FreeSoftware and hackers community. And when I moved to countryside, I met the problem of the digital divide, and I use my arts to reach a connection. And so the way that I found was a wireless connection with first the link of 6 kilometers. And after that happens a lot of stuff. And this network started to grow by the voluntary and agreement of the other human that and the neighborhoods. So what we are doing? So we are doing a wireless mesh network in the countryside. On three valleys. We use antennas, routers, and softwares. And the software that we use is LibreMesh, that is based on OpenWRT. And so is the operating system that runs the antennas and the routers. Also our antennas are a router. And it's a modular framework. It's really useful to know it to us because it gives us a complete set of configuration for a mesh network. So helped us to have already choose the protocols that we use and have a really plug and run mesh network. What are mesh network? Are a network where participants, the nodes, are able to route traffic from other participants without a hierarchy. So there are not the central points, and you can set your topology. Which are the objectives of LibreMesh? Scalability, the possibility of divide the networks, but also the possibility of in the layer 2 of ISO OSI stack have defined certain areas and also a volume inside of that area. You can compile in a modularity way, so you can choose your modules when you compile the firmware, you can use in a lot of ways. So GibreMesh give a possibility cover a lot of scenarios. So you can have a single firmware image for all the network that you want to deploy, but also have some customization. For example, one of the last features is the deploy configuration based on MAC address. So you can configure the single antenna, the single router, the single node. You can find better information on libremesh.org. Who I am? I'm a starter of a small network in the mountains, on three valleys. I'm not started alone. I take the experiences and the knowledge and the friendship from Linux.org, that is an older community of people that builds a mesh network in Italy. And it started really early, just the time of the Picopeer agreement, when was released the Picopeer agreement in 2004, early 2000. Our mesh network, you can find specific information from us in this website, antennine.noblogs.org. We started in 2017. We are arrived now to be 15 nodes, and the hardware which is formatted the network is our people and routers. Yes, so we have 50 people inside of the network. This network is the principal connection with the world, and three technicians that are people also, and hardwares in the normal way of things are most TP-Link, Ubiquiti, wannabe Libre router, and second-hand routers and antennas. This is really wow, because we received a donation of 90 antennas due to the change of the protocols. So if you think that it is possible to build a second-hand wireless network, yes, you have to ask to other ISP or other mesh network that when the world change the protocols, happens that you can reach a lot of hardwares of all the protocols. So we are using 802.11n protocols and not the new AC. It's okay for your network. And as I said, we use LibreMesh for the configuration for the routing protocols. So we use Datman EDVU and BabelD in Datman 2. I'll show you our network, really on the map. You can see in the corner on top right Bologna, and we are a big city. Of the oldest university, so you can see in this map our nodes. This map is self-hosted, and here you can see the expansion of the network from people that ask to enter, people that not already know that they won't enter, but are friend of friends and live in the right points probably. Because you have to, when you start to deploy a net, network, a wireless network in the mountains, where are the mountains and the rivers make the difference. So where are the houses of the people that participate make the difference. I show you some of our roof and some of that it's incredible and it's directly clear when you put on a new antenna is the dependencies of one with the others. So the strength and the dependencies of a human network and wireless network, and it's something of really interesting. Because you are creating something that is a common good. And we have some services inside. It was not the first principle, the first target, the first aim. I have to say, because it's true, the first, the principal needs was have internet for a lot, have internet connection for a lot of the houses and people. But we started to host also internet service, but in a second moment, because you take time to explain to the people the difference of internal network and external network, and a network inside of the network. So sometimes it's different, keep the difference between the internet and your LAN, your local network. And so we started to use Nextcloud, Nextcloud installation internal to share video, audio, and documentation. We had a transmission torrent client. We use also VPN together, and we have a Prometheus, so a monitoring from the antenna that also is a Libre Mesh permit you to add in the packets. And we started to host a place for the firmwares, because you need so that the people can reach their firmwares for flash the antennas with the new not configuration, but with the updates, because something of the that's important is not build the network, but maintain the network is the difficult parts during the time, so people can download and update the antenna who are in the process of learn. So the first point is give accessible these the files. So the software is that we are using is H5AI, that is PHP software to show files hosted somewhere. This is the last entry of our local services is Grafana that keep the information from Prometheus. Grafana is a software for make graph, and Prometheus is a software to monitoring the antenna. So antennas give us data, and with Grafana we show the data. It's really it's to say that normally you have not alert from Prometheus, but more from the people. The people are quicker to reach you than the technologies. So when we started to deploy these technologies, we started with an idea of feminist technologies that quite we self-written, so it's quite self-written. So it's an interpretation of feminist technologies. Technology for a group that is shared also with other people that I will speak after. Technologies, we find really true this phrase that technology is a proportion of skills and dependencies. So you have to understand that when you go faster, it's because you are adding dependencies probably. We find important these points. Do not stay alone, but also not to do things alone. It's important to have a testing environment because it gives the possibility to the people that are learning to experiment and the people that are techy to experiment, not in the main network and also make test in a test environment and not in production. It's really important to document everything and make accessible the information. Also explain the choice of the algorithm. Give yourself the time to study. So go slow, to yourself, but also to the others, and not to be much specialized. So, because also for the machine network needs not only the specialized of software, but you need also about finances and humans agreement. I found other collectives, Periféricas, Kefir, and Vetetas that are from the South America, and I found other ideas autonomous networks and feminist ideas of who runs it. So I like to quote in my talks. I find really nice that the autonomy in the network give you the freedom of the choose and the possibility to spread a culture and the local connection. And they found really interesting in the deploy feminist technologies, the intimacy and the consensus, give respect to intimacy, privacy, and consensus. And so to the process of take decision and not only to the aim of what are you doing. Memory and the narration, that it's really important that you recognize that you come from a culture and you find a narration of your culture, but also live in diversity, so can access other narrations. The interconnection seeds, because when you run SANET, you understand that there are also a lot of projects, other projects that develops inside of the net. And so it's important to find a cycle of interaction. And so you can grow together the projects inside of the networks that are connected, but not start from technologies probably, but start from other needs and the technology project that is the wireless network, but it could be also others. And you need to take care of that interaction. And self-management that gives you autonomy, and but also give the responsibility of what is running. A network over another network, yes. We are lucky. I think that we are lucky because we are living in some valleys with a lot of people that worked a lot over their relationship. I think that parts of our success is staying near Campi Aperti, that is a group of that practice food autonomy, so are most farmers, herbalistic people, and these contadini. And they practice agroecology, consensus method, shared warranty about organic foods, and they practice a sense of limit and mutualism. So the idea that you don't need to be, you don't want a life to be a big organization, but you have a sense of limit and solidarity with the others. Really quick brief about the consensus method. You can see to access about knowledge and relationship. We take care to not stay in the unanimity, means everything is agreement, is in agreement, because everything looks the same, because you come from all the same, from the same lives. You have the same vision and you stay, you have the idea that the society and the world will develop in the same way. No, we try to stay in the plane of consensus. So it means that we are sometimes we are not all together. But the important part is that we are not all agree. But the important part is that nobody is really totally disagree. So it's important not ask we are all agree when you are speaking about some topics. But it's better ask someone have more doubts on these topics, or if and take your time for speak. We have and understand the view of the other. So to arrive at a conclusion on our topics, we try to use this method that is ask to the people to give an active consent. That means I will do that. That the decision, a consent that end up, so say, okay, it's okay for me, I'm not completely agree, I will not have the time to do, but it's okay for me that if we go in that direction. Or the third part that is not the more critical, is only a part that focus on what can do better, and is an active dissent, so means that you find a moral problem in the other people about to do something, so give you the possibility to know better the others and the interaction with the other culture, probably, or other ideas, but give you the possibility to a mediation and find another agreement. But yeah, the first is not the talk. And we develop shared agreements. We try to use the same of complementarity, that are reports, timekeeper, right to listen to and to listen, and everyone talks for herself. Non-meta discussion that are not yours. And so I think that we are lucky that a lot of people that live in the valleys where we have the mesh net and from this culture of farmers and neo-rurals, because they use the counterparty use these kind of methods to decide, and so arrive people inside our network, but that is also a meeting. And with a culture on how runs meeting, and to run well these methods, you need to not go too much fast, and you need the people that take care of the process. So you need time. You need to take lessons. Consensus method is something that. You have to learn. It's not natural. You have not. It's not in the culture that we, in the pop culture, in the moment. And so you, it's important self thought and take lessons from the groups that do, and also sometimes ask for external helps during for facilitation or mediation. Our mesh network community, we have a. The structure is really thin because it's quite informal. We are meeting one time here, and we have different responsibilities about keep the money of the internet contract, and the technicians, people that do fixing. But also this shared knowledge with the other, and there are some fixes that are distributed. From the owner of the antennas, so for the nodes. Free software and free people. Yeah, this point is about that there are some problematics in the in how we are doing, because we are there are problematics, but also because there are efforts to arrive to be to use free software and be free people. But we have to understand that our limits of time and limits also of a problem of informed consensus. That means we live in a specialized society, and it's really difficult shared from me, okay, to other people, or from me and others, but shared the technical knowledge and the technical decision that you take. And so sometimes also the decision of the others are based more on trust than on the information. You have a cultural responsibility of what kind of dialogues and contents you want to spread on your network and what you don't want. And so it's a responsibility. We are agree about we are on the agreement to be anti-fascist and anti-racist, anti-sexism. And so there are so agreement, but also so you need to do moderation, take the responsibility of what the culture you want to spread. Shared management means you need to be that every point where you are not clear on who will manage something means that we'll create points of power because someone had to take that decision, and so also points critical for the agreement of the other, and yes. So you have to run all these parts of the agreement. So one part is a shared power. It's difficult so because you have, for example, skilled people in consensus methods, as I said, but you have also to understand that you are using that quite a difficult environment. So that means managed with technologies, and the technologies for definition means power of a part. So you need it's one step is use free software, but it's not only the it's not enough. It's not only that you need to be you for the people that are techie inside of the group, you need to have a really a big consciousness that you have more power of the other. And not that you want, but you have, so you have to wait to the other, ask before you do change something, and ask to do manutention, ask if you can turn off the network for an afternoon or not. And so, because if you not do, the other people feel that you are using power on them and you don't want. Okay, so when you set a network, a mesh network, what you have to do, but most in a lot of the project, you have to do the maintaining of the project, and you can optimize the project, and sometimes you need to innovate the project. That means that you have technical depths in some parts, and it's important because maybe you have to patch in a place, patch in another place. Some parts are working only because you are doing a big effort, and so sometimes you can optimize away, but sometimes you need to redesign. And so this point of the redesign are really useful to explain better and to the other people what are doing, what we are doing. I introduced this point that is a point of that is technical, but most is connected with managing problem, but both. So became an ISP, an ISP, an internet service provider, because you are managing, so you are 50 people in three valleys, and you are running a mesh network for 5 years, and you are also paying some contracts with ISP to have the internet connection, and you have also people that manage the financial parts to reach the money every month. And so you start to think, okay, but we are good to build the network. Why we not take off our intermediary, and we became our ISP. In Italy, it's quite difficult because you need to have a subscription in an internet exchange, also to HCOM, that is the Italian management of infrastructure of the states, and so you need also to become formal, to have a name of to become an association or something. So you need to do a huge step about thinking on the responsibility that you shared with the other peoples, and how much time you want to give to the project also. Or if, as people that manage their whole infrastructure, you can decide also to pay other technical people if you have not enough. So think globally your network, and also if the technical people that are now the technicians, for example me, I don't want to do this for work, but I want to give the freedom of the other people that are in the network to decide if they want someone other that to do the technician of the network as work, because they need maintain running and help the network. So it's something of possible. You give the documentation and other people fix. You can plan a lot of different structure of your organization. So it was really important that when we started this conversation as group of the Mesh Network, was not only a tech problem, or what, because the people are, what is a ISP, internet service provider? Yeah, but not to stay in a technical discussion, but need to stay in a human discussion, because is a choice that all together take and will stay for 10 years maybe. So it's not something that can take only the technicians, and is not and so the people need to be well informed. I want to finish this talk, I think, most with a list of issues that I found, or open problems. So The open problems is that the practice of design together, because I say that we live in a really specialized society, and so people normally try to delegate to the technicians, and I think it's not something that possible in these topics of your connection, and so learn together what are you doing and how to design together is something that take time and also decide to understand what is doing, what is running this, take time. And our testing infrastructure is something that it's really, really important, but it's not so easy to reach. I'm speaking not a software infrastructure, but a hardware testing infrastructure in wireless mesh, in the wireless network. You need to quite build a school place that is accessible to the others. Finance, it's difficult that you find more money. It's difficult to stay at the point of the commercial proposals of other ISP and other network, and so financial is an important point that the community needs to manage. And for the moment, we found also only the solution of extra characteristics works. That means ask for grant, but we could think also for characteristic works. That means, for example, give service outside of our network, but to other people, for example, yeah. To go to fix a network of other people paid, but these bring money for your common good, for your infrastructure. Understand how manage a common good, because for example, our network is a mix, is every node is of property, every people has every people that join by, every person that join by her antenna and routers, or find second hands. So we are, we understand, we know that we have a common good, but divided in it's more a divided property, but also common good. Because the connection to the internet connection is divided, so the infrastructure is a divided property, and the connection is common. Is why I wrote understand, because you need to give to gift a mental model to the other to better understand what are you doing with wireless community network, wireless community network. And policy of service and contents, it's important to speak and understand the policy of the contents that you run in your network, because you are running strong technologies, strong you are the responsibility of your contents and the culture that inside of your network, but also you are building a resilient network that in free software can be used for everyone, for every scope, objective, and we are but we are not a politic, we are a political group. That means that we find together in the value of anti-fascism, and and you need to develop this culture. And so you need to create the content for your network, but also discuss about the contents that are all inside of your network. Because, for example, you have a cloud and you share a lot of videos. Which videos? From which contents? How many are feminist, for example, or not with patriarchy ideas? How many of that videos are agreeing with that videos or that stuff? So it's important to speak about inside of the network about this, and I want to finish with another quote that I find really interesting. The publication in the from Mozilla of the last year, that is one of the publication that of Emmy Berency about Web of Eight, so the use of P2P instant messaging. I'm quite interested in that topic because P2P instant messaging is the best technologies that you can run on a mesh network, but you have also to understand that that kind of technologies is really resilient, but and also is hidden. What you said inside of the networks became hidden to the people, our person to person conversation, and it's important that you develop critical thinking of your value inside of the network, because if we will have political problems inside, you can't resolve, you can't fix with something of technical. This is clear. And so you have to resolve a problem, social problem, with social agreement. And so at the moment, I find more faster the technologies than the human agreement. And so is why also our mesh network grows slow. but thinking and hoping that can be sustainable. I finish. I thanks to you for listening, and I will be available for question and answer time. Bye.
Das war sehr interessant. Vielen Dank für den Talk. Jetzt folgt noch eine Q&A-Session im Big Blue Button bei den Hexen. Den Link seht ihr unten eingeblendet. events.hexen.org/asam_ada_html. Thank you for the talk. Now there will be a Q&A session with Andrea in the Big Blue Button room of the Hexen. You see the link below me. There's also a QR code you can follow to go directly to the link. And I will see you there.